We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the 58th chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Makor Chayim. Even though the Torah doesn't overtly say we have a mitzvah to be happy on Shabbos, but there's still a spiritual happiness that should be existent on Shabbos. And so our sages instituted that in the prayer of Shabbos we say, Yismechu v'malchutcha shomerei Shabbat. Those that keep Shabbos, may they be happy with your kingdom, because there is this concept of a spiritual happiness on Shabbos. On Friday, we're supposed to prepare for Shabbat. That's one of the great surprises that people have when they make Aliyah, that they don't find any stores open at 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Here in Israel, Baruch Hashem, many stores and the market and everything closes at around 12, 1, 2. That's the way it should be. Our sages said we have a mitzvah of hachana to prepare for Shabbat. We will discuss now many halachot that pertain to this idea. Even the reading of Shnai Mikav Echad Targum, the Kabbalists say one should do on Friday, that's also preparatory for Shabbos. So we'll begin with that. Shnai Mikav Echad Targum. Really, every week we read a part of the Torah, so technically we're going to hear the whole Torah publicly through the public reading. Yet our sages said every individual should read the Parsha every week, read it twice, and read the translation once. Now, which translation? So, in ancient times, everyone understood the translation of Unkelos, so that was the translation to read. Today, though, most people don't understand a word of it, so you read either a Rashi or an English translation, and you're okay with that. Now, you got to read it in the right week, meaning you can't say, okay, on Simchas Torah, I'll sit down and I'll read the whole Torah, I'll get myself covered for the whole year. No. Every week, you got to read that week's reading. The week begins after Mincha, because at Mincha time, that's when we start reading the next week's Parsha, right? So from Mincha time onward, you could start reading next week's Parsha. Again, we mentioned the Kabbalists say that Friday morning after Shacharis, when you're still wearing your towels and tefillin, a person should read Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Tosfos quotes that there's a level of piety that before one sits down to eat on Shabbos, one should have completed Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Now, if a person missed it, he didn't get it in on time, so he should do it afterwards. A person can do it after hearing the Torah. What some people do is they have their Shnai Mikra, their second reading of the Torah, they do with the Baal Kore. Ideally, we try to finish it by the time we hear it in Shul, but that's also okay. There is an opinion that says you could finish catching up on Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum until Simchas Torah. So if you missed a parsha here or a parsha there, you could still complete it, because Simchas Torah is when we finish a cycle. So long as you're within the cycle, you could still catch up. Ideally, we said, you do it in the right week. Now, how do you do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum? So he says that the correct way is to read each pasuk twice and then read the Targum. My Rabbeim didn't really hold that way. They said, being that it's not explicit anywhere, you could read it any way you want. Read a parsha twice, read it, and then the Targum, however you want to divide it. Ideally, we should read it with the proper tune, with the proper punctuation. And a person should think about what he's reading so that the reading affects him. It shouldn't just be a redaction without any thought.